Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
As the year end and New Year season approaches, we tend to go shopping quite a bit more and also buy quite a bit more. While out shopping, have you seen or heard of the convenient Fukuregi bag that you can use to carry your shopping and also use for disposing of trash? These bags are now available near checkout counters at convenience stores, supermarkets, and drugstores across Fukuoka City. While the widespread use of reusable bags has reduced the reliance on plastic shopping bags following the introduction of charges for plastic shopping bags, Fukuoka City still disposes of approximately 2,600 tons of plastic shopping bags annually. To address this, Fukuregi was introduced as a new eco-friendly option for reducing plastic waste during shopping. If you forget your reusable bag or find yourself needing extra space for an unexpected shopping trip, consider choosing Fukuregi. These bags not only help reduce plastic waste, but also save on costs. They're available in two sizes, 15 liters for 15 yen, or 10 liters for 10 yen. After using them as shopping bags, you can repurpose them as designated household trash bags for combustible waste. You can dispose of these bags following the usual rules for trash collection in your area, putting them out in the proper location on your trash collection day for Fukuoka City. The design of the bags, created by artist Kazuhiko Ifuku, symbolizes a circle of compassion, born from the idea of individuals caring for others and nature, fostering connections and cycles of thoughtfulness. So, when you need a shopping bag at convenience stores, supermarkets, or drugstores, choose Fukuregi to help reduce plastic waste.
Life in Fukuoka.
Now I have some information from Fukuoka City. Over the New Year's holidays, there are a few changes to ward office consultation hours and the days on which you can put out the garbage. Ward offices will be closed from Saturday, December 28th, to Sunday, January 5th. In the days before and after the New Year's holidays, the ward office consultation counters will be busy, so make sure you give yourself plenty of time when you go there. Also, from Tuesday, December 31st, to Friday, January 3rd, there will be no garbage collection, so please do not put your garbage out for pickup. The last day to put out burnable or combustible garbage for scheduled pickup is Monday, December 30th. Scheduled garbage pickup will resume on Sunday, January 5th. For areas with regular collection on Tuesdays and Fridays, trash can be disposed of on Saturday, January 4th, as a substitute day. For non-burnable garbage and glass and PET bottles in areas where collection is scheduled for Wednesday, January 1st, dispose of that trash on Sunday, December 29th. And for areas with collection scheduled on Thursday, January 2nd, dispose of garbage on Monday, December 30th. Also, applications and pickup for oversized garbage will be stopped between Sunday, December 29th, to Friday, January 3rd, so please be aware of that. If you have questions about trash and garbage disposal, you can call the Interpretation Center to connect you with your local ward office. The phone number is 092-753-6113. Again, that number is 092-753-6113. Let them know your ward and that your inquiry is about garbage disposal. The service is available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding Saturdays, Sundays, public holidays, and from December 29th to January 3rd. That was information from Fukuoka City.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.